It's time for Arts Live and Local. I'm Marianne. I'm sitting in for Carol today on Arts Live and Local, and we have a jam-packed show for you and a really killer weekend of great stuff coming up. So you are charged right now for the next couple minutes to scurry around, get a pen and a piece of paper, because you've got dates this weekend and you need to write them down.
If I walked across the sea, would you walk along with me? Our footsteps on the tides and waves upon our thighs. I just want to grab you in my arms. I want to breathe you in my lungs and set continents adrift. If you take, then I will give. If you take, then I will give. There are stations of the cross where blood no longer falls, and people board their trains as if leaving left no stain. I just wanna roll into the night. I wanna hold you in my hand. In this small house where we live, if you take, then I will give. If you take, then I will give. There are storms when you are sad, and sunshine when you laugh. If you don't know which way to go, just reach out for my hand. I just wanna shake the day away. I wanna touch your blushing face in this bedroom where we live. If you take, then I will give. If you take, then I will give. There are countries in your soul where no one's ever wrong. If I sing for you tonight, would you let me inside? I just wanna sail into the west on a ship made out of bread, with the wind of your bright kiss. If you take, then I will give. If you take, then I will give.
That was the Winterlings, who are going to be appearing Sunday, day after tomorrow, Sunday the 15th at 8 o'clock at Fort George Brewery. You know where it is, don't you? It's at 15th and Duane in downtown Astoria, and live music happening there a lot. But this particular weekend, on Sunday, the Winterlings. Maybe we'll hear a little more from them before it's all over. But for right now, I hope you have something to write with, because this weekend is a whirlwind and you'll need a calendar. So, live in the studio right now, I'm very happy to welcome Jamie Boyd, Liza Jones, and John Clark, who are here to talk to us about not only an art show and artist reception, but a series of print and glass workshops that are coming our way shortly. The artist reception is tomorrow. So welcome, all of you. Very happy to have you here. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having us.
we want to know all about everything, but I want to make sure that everybody knows that the art show that is being put on by Studio 11 at Clemente's Restaurant on the corner of 14th and Commercial in Astoria. 12th. Is it 12th and Commercial in Astoria? Yipes. everyone knows where Clemente's is, don't you? You all could have corrected me on that one. The show is in progress and will be running through the end of August, but the artist reception is tomorrow night, so we need to make sure.
Yeah, it's from 5 to 8.
Okay.
And it features printmaking as a major show for Studio 11, because Studio 11 has printmaking as well as glass fusing.
All right.
And the show has John Clark, Liza Jones. Liza Jones is our featured printmaker, and also teaching the web workshop. And there's Normandy Hand and myself, Jamie Boyd, and Amanda Beckett. And
all right. Well, it's a fabulous show. I hope you all make it to the artist reception, because although it's really wonderful to have the luxury of time to be able to get in to see the art that we have an opportunity to see around here, it's the most fun if you can go to the artist reception and actually talk to the people who have created the art that is there that you're looking at. And also there's usually lovely refreshments and a social gathering. So please, tomorrow between 5 and 8 at Clemente's Restaurant, which is on the corner of 12th and Commercial in downtown Astoria, would be the time to get in on the artist's reception. I'm very interested in hearing more about the workshops that are going to be happening. And those are also on Saturday, right? Saturday and Sunday.
Right. They start at 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock on Saturday, and then again on Sunday. I believe that's at noon.
Sunday says 10 to 2.
Oh, 10 to 2. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, and that's at Studio 11, not at Clemente's Restaurant, and that's a block
That's on 11th and Exchange.
Okay. So Studio 11, Exchange and 11th in downtown Astoria. Mm-hmm. And Saturday, tell us what's happening on each of those days.
Well, Amanda Beckett, we had already had an intaglio press at Studio 11, which belonged to John Clark here, and then Amanda Beckett brought her intaglio press in, and knows many printmakers, and has brought together Liza and other people to come do workshops on their expertise. And
okay. So I'm Liza, and I get to be first. Oh, and I do want to say one thing before I forget, though. It's a question, when can people go into Clemente's during the days? I mean, when are they open during the week?
They're open every day except for Monday, and they open for lunch at 11.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So it's lunch and dinner, so you do have a big chunk of time on a daily basis to get in there at your convenience, and if you're crazy busy, just plan to take your lunch hour down at Clemente's and look at some fabulous art in the process, I would suggest. I have a quick question before we go on to Liza's etching workshop. Tell us, for those of us who don't know, what intaglio printing is.
It's just, it's Italian. It's art speak for etching.
Okay, there you go.
And what you do, you have a piece of copper. We call it the plate. A piece of copper, maybe a 16th of an inch thick. And on its surface, there are all kinds of different things you can do with acid, with drawing. Some people use electric tools, Dremel engravers, to work the surface. But the simplest kind of etching is just coating this little piece of copper with an acid-resistant wax, a kind of a brown goop. And then you take a needle and you just draw through the wax, and you're exposing the metal. And you put that plate in one of many different kinds of acids, and the acid will begin to eat your lines down into the plate, but it won't affect the surface because the surface is protected by this kind of gooey wax. And it goes back certainly to the 1400s, probably further. They think that the ancient Babylonians also had a way of doing it. So what I'm doing is even simpler than that. It's called dry point, and that means you just take a steel point and dig directly into the metal. And depending upon how deeply you dig, you'll get grays or blacks, all different kinds of tones. And it doesn't involve acid at all. So what we're doing first is to dry point an image onto the plate. And then the official title of this workshop is Spitbite, and that's a way of working just brushing straight acids onto the plates. Very thrilling and not completely controllable. But what you get are beautiful, kind of varied grays and blacks. And then you can print in black, but you can also print in blue or brown or any other kind of color you want. It's interesting. It sort of makes you think of the abstract expressionists, Jackson Pollock flinging paint at his canvases. This is sort of the metal version of doing that.
Well, now you teach in Portland.
I did for years. Okay. I lived out in Manzanita, and I occasionally teach in my studio down there. I'm just an automatic teacher. Come from a family of them.
So, John, tell us about your involvement in this project.
Well, I co-founded Studio 11 with Jamie Boyd, and we started this printmaking studio and fused glass studio about 7 years ago. And I live in Portland. I'm just here on the weekends, and we're just trying to get this studio going and make it community-oriented so people can come in and work.
All right. So there's an opportunity for use of a studio space if you're an artist and you don't have one.
Right.
So that's a great that's a great addition to anything else that you're doing.
Yeah, you can come rent the presses. Now we have two big size presses too.
Yet another reason why you might want to wander by and take a look this weekend and partake of the workshops and just see the studio and see the facility. It sounds really, really interesting. And I'm seeing here that on Saturday is a full day, half a day Sunday. And that participants are going to receive two copper plates and the tools needed to create with them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really, really hands-on fabulous.
Yeah, it'll be fun. And then we're going to do another printmaking workshop in September.
With Sherry Funkhauser, who was a fellow etcher with me and John in the 80s and 90s. And she's teaching something called sheen collet. It's a way of gluing all different kinds of papers onto a single sheet of paper and then printing so you can get a many-colored, it's like a collage, really elegant kind of pressed collage. And then I'm hoping, I'm not sure when, but Manda Beckett, she's a very good etcher, but she loves now water-based monotype. And it's a way of painting on a plate and then running it through the press with paper on top. And you get basically a really lovely kind of watercolor effect. And we call it squish painting.
Is that the technical term?
Yes.
Well, I mean, because spit bite, I don't know. Well, I do want to encourage everybody to write this information down. And this is a really... these folks have set out a really nice schedule for you because on Saturday, you're going to go to a workshop at the Studio 11 studios at Exchange and 11th in Astoria. On Saturday, that's from 10 to 6. And then when you're through with the workshop, you just walk over to Clementi's, have a little something, meet all the artists there again, see the art show. Sunday, you'll go back to the Studio 11 at 10 o'clock in the morning and do the second day of the workshop until 2.
We have a couple more spaces available if anybody wants to.
And how do we, is pre-registration is probably required because of materials needed and that kind of thing?
Right, but it's possible that somebody could walk in at 10 and we could fit them in.
All right. Well, I do have a phone number here I'd like to give everybody if you're interested in registering to make sure that you get one of the few spots that are left for the workshops. You need to call 503-753-6938. Is that one of you?
That's Amanda's.
Okay. And get your name on the list so that they make sure they know you're coming and are ready for you. But this is an opportunity not to be missed, and clearly the next opportunity to do any kind of workshopping at Studio 11 is going to be in September, so I would jump on this one if I were you.
And there will be a possible glass fusing workshop in the end of August.
Ooh.
Like the third weekend in August. And I like teach that, and so...
All right. You'll come tell us more about that as we get closer to it.
Right.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like people to know about these two things, both the workshops and the show?
Wasn't there, didn't you kind of establish a time, Jamie, for people to come and see the work that was made in the workshop?
Right.
At 2 in the afternoon, something? Yeah. So anybody who wants to come and see what happened is welcome to do
and
that.
And discuss that
from
process.
2 o'clock on Sunday.
Yeah.
And so you get to see the finished product.
We can tell you what happened.
Great. And show you. So that's great. It's a whole other art show.
I also brought a whole bunch of various different kinds of etchings, and maybe we'll at about 2, we'll have show and tell. Mm-hmm. It's prints probably 20 different artists. So if anybody wants to come out to, that's when we'll do that.
That's excellent. And that's an opportunity for asking questions and talking to the experts. And if you can't make it to the workshop for whatever reason, it's a second chance to get some really good information about these wonderful disciplines. So once again, Saturday workshop at Studio 11. 11th and Exchange, downtown Astoria. The workshop runs from 10 to 6, and that is intaglio printing as well as fused glass art.
Right.
Okay. And then Saturday evening from 5 to 8 at Clemente's, 12th and Commercial, downtown Astoria, artist reception for the art show from the Studio 11 folks. Sunday is the conclusion of the workshopping, and that is from 10 to 2 at the Studio 11th and Exchange. So there you have it. Call 503-753-6938 to register for the workshops, and I'm hoping to see you there.
All right.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to listen to a little piece of music from Tierra Negra and Muriel Anderson, who are going to be appearing at the Raymond Theater in Washington on July 22nd. Thank you. That was completely lovely, wasn't it? New World Flamenco from Tierra Negra and Muriel Anderson. They will be appearing next Sunday, not this most immediate one, but Sunday the 22nd at the Raymond Theater in Washington. That's in Raymond. I bet you knew that. 2 p.m. Sunday, July 22nd. If you liked that music, there's a way to hear more of it and see it live. That's the way to do it. Welcome back to Arts Live and Local. I'm Marianne, sitting in for Carol today. And I am very happy to welcome into the studio Dana Art McLean, who is here to talk to us a little bit about a couple things that are happening down at the Kala Hip Fish Studios this very weekend and on into the future. Welcome, Dana. I am so sorry.
But I love that.
Art, it was a Freudian slip. Dana Dart McLean. So I have lots of information sitting, or not lots, but I have some information about the workshop for kids that we definitely want to talk about. But what I didn't know from the information I have here is that you have a show of your work on display at the Kala Studio.
That's right. Yeah, I have some paintings that will be up for the month. They're smaller gouache watercolor and acrylic paintings, and then I have some larger oil paintings that are up.
Okay, and that's through the end of the month, which sadly is approaching faster than we can even imagine. So we have it still about 2.5 weeks to get down to the Kala Hip Fish Studios, and that is at 10th and Marine Drive in downtown Astoria. You probably know where it is, but it's easy to find if you don't. It's on near the corner of 10th and Marine Drive. And so we have until the end of the month to see Dana's paintings. But in the meantime, this Sunday, the 15th, that's day after tomorrow, you are doing a free drawing workshop for kids.
Yeah, that's right. And there's an opening for the art show on Saturday.
Oh, that's great.
As part of the Arts Walk-In. But on Sunday, there's a free workshop for kids. But people need to register, and okay, it might be full, but you can check in with the gallery. And the workshop is a drawing workshop that talks about experiencing the ocean as an event in consciousness. And we are going to be talking about philosophy and how knowledge is embedded in our bodies, and we can bring it out through drawing nonverbally. I think it's going to be really fun.
It's going to be really fun, and it's really great age range. It says here kids 5 to 12, this mm-hmm. is targeted at. So this is, you know, they're just going to know exactly what you're talking about. I mean, they're just going to be able to do it without overthinking it.
Right, yeah. They will be thinking it just right.
It's very exciting. And that is going to be this Sunday at the Kala Hip Fish Studios, also from 10 to 11:30. But you do need to call and reserve space and make sure that there is space. So if you have a child in your life that is between 5 and 12 and would love this, and who of any age wouldn't, you need to call. The number is 503-440-3007. That's the way to get more information or to check on space reservation for the workshop. Now, you live in New York now, and you're home for the show and mm-hmm. the workshop, mm-hmm. but you said you were originally from Portland.
Well, I'm originally from Salem, but I've lived in Portland for the past 7 years.
All right. So you're bi-coastal.
Yep, just for a minute. I'm actually moving back to the West Coast in August to San Francisco to attend grad school for art therapy.
Oh.
So I'm back and forth like a ping pong ball all summer.
Never know what time it is.
No. What time is it?
I know, or even what month it is, because the weather is so radically different often.
Yeah.
So this is going to be kind of our singular opportunity to see your work here for a while.
Yeah.
So we need to get busy and get down there and see it. And I will definitely, now second Saturday, we know, is the monthly art walk is coming up tomorrow. So between 5 and 8 at the Kala Hip Fish Studios is the artist reception for Dana's artwork that is on display there through the end of the month. So that would be the prime time, if you can work that out, to go by the Kala Studio and see the paintings, because Dana will be there. You'll be able to talk to people.
Yeah, that's right. And the show, it centers on 12 paintings, sort of a similar scene of a crab on the beach. And I made these paintings especially for this show in Astoria, kind of thinking of the idea of Astoria and my different experiences here, coming here as a kid. And then just also how strange it is to be near large bodies of water, that sensation that's so particular and so much like a dream. So the paintings are sort of dreamlike.
You know, it is like a dream. And it's a rhythmic dream because of the whole title thing, I think, too. You know, there's a real rhythm of being here. I live on a little river here that is very tidal, and so every 6 hours my world changes. Pretty amazing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, and the workshop for kids, Images That Explore the Ocean, is just so apt for our world. And if you are between the ages of 5 and 12 and you've lived here your whole life, you might not even have thought about how extraordinary it is. It just seems so the way things are.
Yeah.
So this is a real great opportunity to think about things in a whole new way and examine the impact that they really have on our lives. So hopefully there are a couple of spots left in this children's workshop, but I do encourage you to call 503-440-3007 to register your child, or if you are the child, to register yourself for the workshop that will be on Sunday from 10 to 11:30. And all of the things that we're talking about with Dana are all happening at the Kala Hip Fish Studios, 1017 Marine Drive. So you only have to go one place. Go there Saturday from 5 to 8 and have the enjoy the artist's reception and just appreciate work that was created especially for this occasion. And then again on Sunday, for your kids to be able to do this great drawing workshop. Thank you for coming so far to bring art to us.
Oh, my pleasure.
It's extraordinary.
Oh, it's wonderful. I love being here. It's a real treat.
Well, we'll be happy to have you back on the West Coast because we're not that far from San Francisco.
No.
Certainly not compared to New York.
Definitely.
So hopefully we will get you here in our neighborhood more often once you're back on the West Coast. Is there anything else we need to tell people about the show or the workshop that we might that I might have neglected to mention?
After the opening, their band will be playing. Friends of mine from Portland, a violinist and a keyboard player, are going to be playing in Prism Band. And it's drone-y and ocean-like and rhythmic.
And perfect.
And perfect.
Perfect for this. So, I mean, really, fabulous art and live music. Cripes. It's a deal, and it's part of Art Walk, which means that, you know, you can come and see this beautiful art, talk to Dana, and wander down the street. It's from 5 to 8, and it's a fabulous art happening every second Saturday. So really just general principles, second Saturday. You know, we are very happy to give you the particulars from month to month, but that is a very worthy, artful, inspirational thing to have on your calendar every month.
Oh, yeah, and I'd love to meet people and talk to people about impressions of the show. It'd be great.
And it's really great for us. It adds such a huge dimension to seeing art, if you can actually talk to the person who created the art. It's a whole nother thing. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a whole nother thing. So, rare opportunity. Thank you so much for not
Thank
only
you.
Coming to the neighborhood, but for coming in here today and talking to us. And we look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Going to listen to a little snippet of music now from a group called Irene Espiritu with Terry Untalan. They're appearing next Sunday, the 22nd, at Fort George Brewery. Let's hear what we're in for.
Sing song girl dancing by the window, luring passes by. And sometimes she wonders what true love is like. To have, to love, to hold. I'm too far a looking for a field. 6 for the night to do what you please. 6 for the night to be with me. By sea, by stars, by storm, all aboard, said the captain, to the new land of gold. She was sold by her father, never to return, never to have, never to love, never to hold. Yes, that's too far a looking for a field. 6 for the night to do what you please. 6 for the night to be with me.
Was really quite lovely, and that is music you're going to be able to hear before too long in our very own neighborhood. The name of the CD is Good Night, Irene, Good Night, and it's featuring Irene, or Irene, it's A-I-R-E-E-N-E, Espiritu. She is singing and playing tenor ukulele. So you are going to be able to see Irene on the 22nd. That's a week from this Sunday at Fort George Brewery, and that is at 8 o'clock, and Fort George is at 15th and Duane in downtown Astoria. So, if you love that music, and really, why wouldn't you? That's where you need to be on the 22nd at 8 o'clock. You are listening to Arts Live and Local on KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook, streaming live on the web at coastradio.org, and all together, all of us, are Coast Radio, Coast Community Radio. I am Mary Ann, sitting in for Carol today on Arts Live and Local, and I am very happy to have live in the studio right now Brooke Flood of Papa, who is here to talk to us about Into the Woods, which is happening across the river, starting this very night. We have to get her in and out of here. She has work to do. Starting tonight at Fort Columbia State Park Theater in Chinook, Washington. Brooke, thanks so much for coming.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being here. So what time is the performance tonight?
The performance is at 7 o'clock tonight.
Okay.
It's also 7 o'clock tomorrow night, and then 3 on Sunday.
Okay. So we have an opportunity to see a matinee on Sunday then mm-hmm. at 3 o'clock. Okay. And it's I have here that it starts tonight and runs through August 5th on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
So this would not be the only chance you have, but it might be the best chance. You never know. So we want you to make sure that you know about it. There are a finite number of performances, and you don't want to miss it. What is your part in this?
My role in this is the baker's wife.
All right. Tell us a little bit about Into the Woods, which is a Stephen Sondheim musical.
Into the Woods is very interesting, as well as very intricate. It's kind of all of the classic fairy tales that we've heard growing up. Cinderella and her prince, Little Red Riding Hood, the wolf and granny, Jack and the Beanstalk and Jack's mother, the baker and his wife, Rapunzel's prince, and the witch, also next door neighbor to Baker's and Baker's wife, the witch, the same witch. And see, am I forgetting anyone? Oh, there's also a giant.
Don't want to forget the giant. Bad repercussions for forgetting the giant.
Yeah, and it's kind of all about wishes and what all these characters wish for. Cinderella wants to go to the festival. The baker and his wife want a child. There's a mysterious man and a narrator, of course, who tells a story. And in the first act is all about them getting the wishes that they want, and classic somewhat fairy tale. But the second act is more of the repercussions of doing whatever you have to do to get your wish, which in turn causes a giant in the land and the dwindling of caste. So it's a very, like I said, a very interesting show.
Yes, and musical.
And musical. And the music is very big. It's a really big show. I think our cast has done an amazing job doing it musically and vocally, and it's very demanding.
And so. Are the players all from the neighborhood?
Yeah. I believe we have the baker. And Cinderella. Cinderella's from Astoria. The baker lives in Seaside.
All right. So it's all folks that we're liable to know at least part of the cast when
yeah.
we come see you.
Yeah. We're all just from around here. So.
All right. And tell us exactly where Fort Columbia Theater is. It's in the state park, right?
Yeah. Fort Columbia is at the Fort Columbia State Park. It's if you're in Astoria. It's just a jump across the river, the big bridge. You turn left like you're going to Long Beach, and you'll go through a tunnel. And we kind of sit right on top of the tunnel.
That's right. It's kind of your first opportunity to get off.
Yep. And it's the building that we use is actually, I believe, was like an old artillery storage building built 100 years ago.
Fabulous repurposing.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. We have a bigger stage in there. We are working with the parks. I don't know if a lot of people know Washington State Parks has kind of taken a cut, like
everything else. Yeah.
But we are working with the parks to try to draw more community towards it. And you don't need a parking permit for the show. We've worked that out with the parks.
That's excellent.
And they're very encouraging of getting, you know,
well,
theater.
This is a really solid way to get a lot of us over there that may have not ever gone to the theater mm-hmm. before there, because this is an incredibly appealing show, and it's got music, and it's starring people we know and love. Mm-hmm. So it's perfect. PAPA is Peninsula Association of Performing Artists.
Yes.
So I'm reminding everybody, it's Stephen Sondheim's Into the Woods, and it starts this very night. Tonight, the show is at 7 o'clock. I encourage you to get there a little bit early, get parked, get in, sit down. It runs through August 5th. Performances are Fridays and Saturdays at 7 o'clock. On Sundays, you have an opportunity to see a show at 3, and then two evening performances, or no, one? Just a matinee on Sunday.
Just a matinee on
Sunday. Okay, so Fridays and Saturdays, 7 o'clock. Sundays, 3 o'clock. And that's this weekend, starting tonight and running through the weekend of August 5th. So you need to make sure that you get over there and get to see it, because we have limited opportunities, but it's really... It sounds like a really fabulous evening.
And you can now get your tickets online for the people that live over here in Oregon. You just go online, print out your tickets. It's an easy way to get them.
That's so great. Saves you a trip.
Mm-hmm.
And that is at the website, which is www.papatheater.org. So it's P-A-P-A theater, all one word, .org. And that's the way you get your ticket ahead of time. Well, break a leg tonight. Thank you so much for coming and talking to us on the very day that you're going to be opening
tonight. Thank you for having us. It's
so
exciting.
We're looking forward to seeing you and the whole cast, and we'll be there. Thanks.
All right. Thanks.
Okay, we're going to hear a minute of music from the Winterlings, and then I'll tell you about when you get to see them. They're coming to the neighborhood also.
Dream, we were planting trees, blood twig, dark wood, and sycamore. Sometimes I don't say what I mean, leaving you like a bird in the corn. We don't recognize when the rain pours like a wound. We stayed up all night to watch the lightning storm turn trees into piles of wood. Swing slow, sweet rain. Hungry for all you take away, no one can say. When you'll come and return us to the clay. Comes and the fields are flooded. We watch the farmers from the roof. All their shining brides are hiding in the cloak of the animal group. Swing slow, sweet blade. Hungry for all you take away, no one can say. When you'll come and return us to the clay. In through the attic window, spider hides behind the door. Aren't we just like them, finding shelter where we can, like a bird in the corn? Swing slow, sweet blade.
hungry for all you take away. No one can say when you'll come and return us to the clay.
That was the Winterlings once again. And the Winterlings are going to be, you're going to have a couple chances to go hear them live. The first one being at the Waikiki Beach Concert Series at Cape Disappointment State Park. And they will be there on July 14th. That's tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. It's a free concert. But you do need a Discover Pass to get into the state park. So that's the caveat there. But that would be a great place to go hear the Winterlings. And if you are unable to attend that one, you have another chance the following night on Sunday, the 15th, to hear them at Fort George Brewery, 15th and Duane, downtown Astoria. So if you like that music you've been hearing, good place to go hear it live. You are listening to Arts Live and Local, and if it sounds unfamiliar, it's because I'm Marianne sitting in for Carol today. Very pleased to be here. She'll be back next week, never fear. But I would like right now to welcome to the studio Renee O'Connor, who is visiting us from the peninsula to tell us about some very exciting art happenings happening over on the Long Beach Peninsula. Renee, thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me.
This is a big project going on over there.
Yes.
You are here as one, representing one of five different presenters for workshops?
I believe there are six or maybe even eight. Okay. With the workshops,
yes,
and
eight
demonstrations. And there are a few more people who are actually in our group of Peninsula Clay Artists. And we're going to be having those workshops and then a show and sale at the Artisan, which is in Iwako. It's a great building, and it's our fourth year.
That's great, and it's right downtown 114 West Main, so very easy to find in Iwako. And the fourth annual sale is August 8th through 18th, 10 to 6 daily, it says.
Yes.
Okay. And then on August 8th, 11th, and 18th, we can even go later into the evening until 9 o'clock, which is very, very nice. Can make a date of it.
Yes, and the opening is on Wednesday the 8th, and we'll have some refreshments and music. My husband, Brian O'Connor, is actually going to play, as usual.
Oh, very nice.
Yes, we're lucky to have him.
Yeah. Okay, so the opening is on the 8th, and that is going to be from 10 in the morning until, well, the opening itself is probably going to be evening. Is there a special time for
Yes,
that?
6 to 9 in the evening.
Okay.
Is the opening on the Wednesday the 8th.
That's when you would go if you want to make sure that you meet the artists and enjoy live music and all the special things that happen on an opening.
Right.
So, that would be the date I would circle. But but thanks to these folks for making it possible for us to go at other times to see the works and to attend the workshops, because that not everybody can always work it out to go for the opening. So.
Yeah. And I would suggest, even if you come to the opening, in the past years, it's been very crowded. And so it's nice to be able to come back during the day when it's not so crowded and there's not so much going on. And we're constantly bringing in a few new pieces. Each artist brings in, replenishes their stock when everything is sold.
I know. We don't want to go see an empty gallery. Yeah. But, you know, there is, I'm always encouraging people to go to openings because there's nothing like seeing art and having the artists be there to talk to you and answer questions and give you a more holistic way to look at what you're seeing. But I also agree with you. It's nice to go when it's less crowded and you can spend as much time as you want looking at each thing that really speaks to you, and
right,
not feel like you're taking a space that somebody else is waiting for.
Yes.
So I think with a project of this scope, going a couple times would be totally reasonable.
Mm-hmm. And there will always be at least a couple of the artists there at all times to, you know, talk to and ask questions. There'll be demonstrations going on at different times. Some raku firing and mosaic workshops going on that you could just watch, even if you're not participating.
And the workshops, is there a way online maybe, or a brochure people could get that kind of, because I have a schedule here of the workshops, but there's lots of opportunities and various kinds of disciplines to choose from in terms of workshopping. It would be nice if folks could. Do you have a website or anything?
Well, we're on Facebook.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, and if you type in Peninsula Clay Artists, and you can go to our Facebook page, and there's lots of information, lots of pictures of the different artists' work, etc. And I also have a contact phone number if you would like to get more specific information, and that is Jan Richardson. She's one of the artists, and she it's a Washington number 360-665-2603.
All right. That's a great way to get specific details if you're interested in the workshopping, but I do want to just run through the workshops that are going to be happening so that people can kind of keep in mind what speaks to them. And the first one is yours, and is it pronounced Cuenca?
Cuenca.
All right.
Yes, and that word is Spanish for basin.
Oh, okay.
And so what we'll be doing during the workshop is each participant will make a mold of their very own design, and what they'll do is carve some lines deep into plaster. And then once the design is carved in, then they will press some wet clay into the mold. And this will create raised lines, which it makes like a little dam. That, and then later on, after the tile is fired, then they can put the glaze in each of those little basin areas. And so it's a All style. Right. It's a little bit of a relief, and it's not too complicated. So,
and that particular, it's a 2-day workshop, and it's going to be on Wednesday the 8th.
Yes,
and that, then again on the 15th.
Yes, the first day will be the making of the mold and then pressing of the tile, and then a week later, then everyone will be able to glaze their tile. Because meanwhile, I will take it home and fire them in my kiln, they'll be all ready to be glazed.
Well, there's lots of familiar names that are going to be presenting, and in addition to Renee O'Connor, there'll be Karen Brownlee, Denny Peterson, Jan Richardson, Sue Raymond, and I think David Campiche.
Yes, he'll be demonstrating on the Potter's Wheel.
All right.
And it's actually Danny Peterson, just to
clarify.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. You know,
that's
what
okay.
is my printer? I need black ink. All right. So I want to make sure that we know about this. I am so sad that we are running out of time, but we need to make sure that you understand that there's a big celebration that's being mounted by Peninsula Clay Artists. It begins on August 8th. And it runs through the 18th. It's going to be from 10 to 6 daily. On the 8th, the 11th, and the 18th, it will be extended hours until 9 in the evening. It is located at The Artisan at 114 West Main in Ilwaco. There's going to be many opportunities for workshops in addition to seeing the enjoying the artist reception, which is on the 8th from 5 to 8, did you tell me?
6 to 9.
Yes. And ways to get it more information. This is the important part, guys. You can call Jan Richardson at 360-665-2603, or you can log on to Peninsula Clay Artists on Facebook and get all the information you need about what workshops are being offered, any fees that are being charged, the dates and times of those workshops, and the bios of the artists, so it's a good way to get that information, and there's lots of it, and unfortunately in our amount of time we don't have time to go through it all, but you must not miss this event. And if you don't log on and you don't call, just go to the artist reception and you will be able to pick up a brochure there. That's the best deal.
Yes.
Go on the 8th.
Good idea.
Between 6 and 9, meet the artists, see the work, and find out all about the workshops that will be coming up for the weeks ensuing. So thank you so much for coming in.
Okay, thank you.
Very, very happy to hear from you in person, and we look forward to seeing you across the river.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, let's hear a little piece of music, and then we'll be back with one last guest. You're listening to Arts Live and Local on Coast Community Radio.
Days till our battle bedded eye, and they'll paint the whole town white just in time for this westbound bride. I'll be yours and you mine, hand in hand, we'll share a smile, and we'll glow into the night.
I apologize for fading down music, but I have a really good excuse. We are running out of time on Arts Live and Local, and I have someone really special in the studio I want to introduce you to, and also he's here to talk about a book that I got to read ahead of time, and I'm crazy about this book, so I want you to meet him. Joseph Green, thank you so much for coming.
Well, thanks for the opportunity.
Oh, the book is compelling. Joseph is here to talk to us about a book of poetry called That Thread Still Connecting Us, and the language in this book is just very, very evocative, and it was easy for me to just... I just sat down with a cup of coffee I was going to skim, and I just read the whole thing. It's very, very good. I would hope you would be prepared to read something for
us. Oh, sure. Let me read Sweating Copper.
This is
about learning to do plumbing with my father. Sweating Copper. My father taught me the hard way. Dusty coveralls in the crawl space with the water off, and no matter what, we were stuck there until we finished up. Cobwebs strung the floor joists where I had to aim the trouble light and hold it still so he could see just what the hell was going on. If I let it slip, he grabbed my wrist and dragged the light back where he wanted it, above the tubing cutter and the emery cloth and the little metal-handled flux brush in the jar of flux. The solder wire coiled around itself the way I wrapped my thoughts on their hollow core. Then the quiet hiss of bottled gas, flint scratch of the spark lighter, the blue tongue licking through the flame along the copper pipe to make the solder run bright as mercury into the fitted seam. Smell of cool dirt, smell of coffined air, smell of gas and flux and solder vapor, piercing it all like my father's whisper, "Can't you pay attention, maybe, just for once?"
There are so many things in this chapbook that are about your dad.
Yes.
And relationships with elders that's really spoke to me. It's clear that you were... a caregiver for a while for your dad.
I was.
And yeah. I was for mine too. And I just, this book just really was compelling to me. I want to let everybody know before this last minute passes that Joseph is going to be reading from this very book at Lucy's Books, downtown Astoria, on the 14th.
Tomorrow.
Yes. And what time will you be there?
1 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah.
So although we don't have time, I would love to have an hour to talk to you, and we could just, I could do requests from this, because the boats in the harbor just knocked me out. The shoes, loved it all. I can't tell you how much you need to go to Lucy's Books tomorrow and meet Joseph and listen to him read and look at this beautiful book and let it speak to you, because it will. Thank you so much for coming. I wish we had more time.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Of course. We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.